Vittorio Giannini's name has a substantial place on the roster of composers of our day. His fame is not insular, not solely American, but worldwide. His compositions have been played in the great places of Europe. He is one of the few Americans who have surmounted boundaries to win honor for himself and for the land of his birth. Mr. Giannini, we're pleased to say, is no stranger to NBC. Our networks have, on more than a few occasions, carried his music to a nation of listeners. On this evening's broadcast, we shall hear the first performance anywhere of a lengthy excerpt from an opera which the composer has in progress. This work, called an opera ballet, may afford many listeners clues as to the nature and locale of Mr. Giannini's forthcoming score. We are guarding the composer's secret in advance of the opera's first complete hearing. Tonight, however, we shall hear the ballet music, and we may picture to ourselves as the music unfolds the portion of the total story that appears in the ballet's synopsis. An opera ballet is in four closely knit divisions, which will be played continuously. The dramatis personae, as the libretto might put it, are a queen, her lover, jugglers, comedians, and slaves. At first, we have the unfoldment of the queen's love and her reflections on its sadness. This is interrupted by a dance of jugglers and comedians who seek to relieve the queen of the bittersweet torments of love. A solo flute brings the lover on the scene. What follows is an elaborate love dance in which both actors of the ballet drama seek to win each other's favor. Coquetry, pretense, all the elements of courtship are brought into play. At the end, there is a jubilee of abandon as the slaves make known their rejoicing at the turn of events. Mr. Edwin MacArthur is stepping through the curtain conductor's entrance. In a moment, we shall hear the first performance of Vittorio Giannini's An Opera Ballet. Thank you.
Thank you.
The applause for Vittorio Giannini's score and opera ballet has caused Edwin MacArthur, the conductor, to ask the composer to rise. You see Mr. Giannini's remarkable shock of silvery hair as he makes his way up to the platform. He and Mr. MacArthur exchange salutations as the audience here in the world's largest studio applaud. Mr. MacArthur's share in the applause is large. We all sincerely hope to have him with us again.